Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Matt Crossan about expenditure reform and the plight of small business in Nevada.
And part two of our interview with Carol Velardo. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Gulf disaster. Devastating. Thousands out of work. BP caused it. They should clean it up. But when BP was pushed to set aside $20 billion for cleanup and to help those who lost jobs, Sharon Angle denounced it, called it a slush fund. The same Sharon Angle who wants to abolish the Department of Energy and the EPA calls it a slush fund when you make polluters pay. Sharon Angle, just too extreme.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
What you are looking at is what has happened to property values in Nevada since Harry Reid became Senate Majority Leader. They've fallen over 50%. That means if your home was worth $300,000 before, now thanks to Harry Reid's disastrous economic policies, you've lost over $150,000, wiping out people's retirement savings overnight. Harry Reid, the only thing he's delivered for Nevada is hardship.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Matt Crossan. He's the president of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce. And I wanted to start out relating back to Andrew Klinger, the state budget director, who was on the program earlier this week. And he was talking about how you could make the budget work, even though we have a $3 billion shortfall, by going to the counties and the cities to raid them for the money to make up the difference. What's your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I think he made an interesting point. If you look at the way expenditures in government throughout the state are spread from the state down to the counties and local governments, you do find some, you can make some interesting conclusions. I think most people would agree that in addressing the budget problem that's going to face the state and the legislature next year, the first alternative has to be to look at every possible way to make responsible cuts without diminishing services any further before we look at raising taxes. Now, it is an interesting concept to look beyond the state. I'm not sure I would characterize it as essentially dumping the problem off on local governments. It could be that there are ways to make responsible cuts at the local level that will have a state impact, shifting some costs, and that certainly is worth a look.
Do you think that Clark County or the city of Las Vegas can afford this?
Well, I'm not sure. I think we have to examine that. But, you know, there's been an awful lot of comment and many reports about excess expenditures in Clark County with respect to public employees. For example, pension contribution levels are extraordinarily high, in some cases as high as 40% That's the employer contributing 40%, the employer being Clark County. So in circumstances like that, given the difficulties facing the state, I think, you know, you really have to look at those kinds of things to see whether some changes can be made and need to be made.
Mr. Cross, in the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, especially last session, was one of the leaders trying to enact some of this benefit reform. And they were able to get some things, some important things, but it wasn't a lot, especially coupled with a $800 million tax increase that the business community had to shoulder. Do you think this time, with that number greater, with the business community being asked to step up to $1.5 billion in new revenue by Stephen Horsford, do you think that we can demand more? You, as the representative of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, your business, you can demand more as far as expenditure reform, maybe spending caps, maybe some benefit reforms? And if so, what are you looking at?
The answer is yes. Clearly, before any serious consideration is given by the legislature to more taxes on the business community is going to want to see some meaningful reforms. We're going to want to see meaningful reforms in taxes. We're going to want to see meaningful reforms in education. There's been a lot of discussion going on this summer privately about the kinds of reforms that could be made in this state. And I think it is fair to say that the business community, led by the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, is going to be demanding serious and significant reform before any kinds of taxes are imposed on the business community again.
So what kind of reforms are you looking at?
Well, there are rather detailed reforms with respect to taxes and tax policy. With respect to education and public employment, I think we're looking at some very basic reforms, things related to accountability, to responsibility, to work rules, to pension contributions, to a variety of different things. I don't think I'm really ready yet to get into specifics because a lot of the conversations that we're having in the business community are still in the formative stage. But I think our view is that in a circumstance like this, when changes have to be made, and if those changes involve additional taxes on the business community, then, you know, it's time to engage in serious reform. We have to take advantage of the crisis that we're in right now to set the state on the right course into the future, and in part, that requires reform.
Mr. Cross, on a national basis, it looks like the Republicans are going to be able to make some gains. Nevada, you know, with the exception of maybe the gubernatorial office, some of the constitutional offices, we may very well buck that trend. And if that is the case, if we are looking at a Senate where you have a two-thirds majority controlled by the Democrats, the same in the Assembly, what do you think the chances are of getting some of these reforms passed, especially when the leadership in both those bodies are really beholden to the public sector unions?
Well, obviously, it remains to be seen. But in the private conversations I've had with the leaders of the legislature, the Democrat leaders of the legislature, I have found what I consider to be a very strong sense of responsibility so far. I mean, I think everybody understands the depth and the seriousness of the economic situation this state is in. Everybody understands that our ability to come back economically will depend upon the strength of our small business community, because 80% of job creation comes from small businesses. Everybody understands that to impose taxes on those small businesses that are hanging on by a thread right now may in fact extend the recession, may make it more difficult for us to come back. I think there is among the leaders of the legislature in both parties, a pretty serious understanding of the circumstances we're in, the difficulties involved in overcoming the kind of deficit the state is facing can't be minimized. But I do think that all leaders in both parties are very open to serious and responsible discussions about how to solve this problem, and they have been participating. We have been, I should say, the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce have been participating actively in discussions with them for the last several months, and I expect that to continue. So I wouldn't necessarily, you know, jump to the conclusion that, well, you know, because they're Democrats or we think they're liberals, that they're necessarily going to act in a particular way. So far, I've seen a very high level of responsibility in the conversations that I've had.
Back with more with Matt Crossan when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Matt Crossan. He's the president of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce.
Mr. Crossan, right before the break, you said that our legislative leaders, those on the Democratic side, have exhibited some pretty extreme responsibility in recognizing what the problem is. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Stephen Horsford called for a $1.5 billion tax increase on businesses. Well, not necessarily on businesses, but business would be taking the lion's share of that hit. Do you think your members in the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, those small businesses, can afford $1.5 billion in tax increases?
I don't think tax increases, if they can be avoided, solve any problem. If they can't be avoided, and what I mean by can't be avoided, if they can't be avoided in order to maintain the level of services necessary to make this an attractive community, you know, then I think the business community has a responsibility to look at them and to find a way to ensure that whatever taxes have to be considered are spread evenly throughout the community and have minimal economic impact, and certainly in these circumstances, minimal impact on our ability to recover from the recession. Now, I don't think, if you ask most small business owners, they're going to say, sure, I'll take this tax or that tax. Nobody wants to be taxed, particularly under these circumstances. On the other hand, tax policy is really a balance. You have to maintain services at a sufficient level to make this an attractive community for businesses to come to, for businesses to stay here, for talented people to stay here, and that requires a certain amount of revenue. So you have to generate that revenue. It's how you do that that matters. It's the exact nature of the tax that matters. I think Nevada has a very significant advantage being a low-tax state going forward. After the recession, after the economic reset button is pushed, so to speak, we have a very significant advantage compared to states like California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan that have very high taxes and are likely to continue to have high taxes. That's a significant economic advantage. We can't give that up. If we need to raise more revenue, we have to be very clever about how we do it, and we've got to be sure that the impact is as minimal as possible, particularly on the small business community. community.
Matt, do you have concerns that businesses that are relocating from California are not coming to Nevada, but are skipping over us and going to places like Texas and New Mexico that are offering greater incentives?
I have that concern. I think when a business is seeking to move, traditionally in this country, they seek incentives. They seek, for the most part, tax givebacks and any other kind of incentive they can get. Of course, in a state like Nevada, we don't have it to give back anything because we don't take anything. So sometimes, for some businesses, it can appear to be more attractive to go to a state where they actually feel as though they're getting something in their hand rather than not being taxed as they do in Nevada. Now, that having been said, there are a lot of other factors that businesses take into account when they make a move. The availability of the workforce, the skill level of the workforce, the quality of life in the area. It's not just about taxes and incentives. We need to be sure that this community, and I mean the entire community, the state as a whole, and Southern Nevada in particular where I am, we need to be sure that this community has a very clear and coherent plan that brings together all of those elements, the show businesses, that we have a good educational system, that business and education are connected to each other, that the quality of life here is high, as well as taxes. All of those things factor into the decisions that companies make when they relocate. And the answer to your question simply is yes, I'm very concerned that some companies from California would skip over Nevada because they shouldn't be. They should be looking to settle here, and it should be relatively easy to get them to settle here if we bring all of the resources of this community together.
Mr. Crossan, real quick, you came here from Long Island, New York, a state that is very, very high taxed. Do you think once a state gets that reputation of being a high tax state or being a difficult place to do business, they can ever turn that around and get that reputation back?
Well, you never say never, but I think it is very, very difficult and, in my own opinion, highly unlikely that certain states in this country, California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, and some others, will be able to turn around that reputation because the reason they're so high taxed is that they have committed to an extremely high level of spending, entitlement programs throughout the population, and politically, it's very, very difficult to roll that back. Because you're hurting an awful lot of people and those people vote. It's hard to get legislatures to do that. I think it's highly unlikely that those states that are high tax and have a reputation for high tax are going to be able to turn that reputation and that reality around anytime soon.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much, Matt. So many more questions. We'd love to have you come back on the program very soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
$100,000?
Did you say $100,000?
Yes, CBI and Bodine are giving away $100,000 in August.
Wow, 100 grand.
With over 400 winners.
$100,000 cash giveaway this August at Carson Valley Inn in Bodine's.
Why watch regular TV when you can experience the next generation of television service, AT&T U-verse TV? A better TV experience at a really great price. Hurry and take advantage of our summer sale. Order today and get U-verse TV for just $29 a month for 6 months. Plus, the DVR is included. And for a limited time, get a 30-day money-back guarantee. U-verse TV lets you record and play back your favorite shows in any room. And you can record up to 4 shows at once on a single DVR. Plus, you can even upgrade to over 130 HD channels. Get ready for a new kind of TV service. It's time to switch to AT&T U-verse. Hurry and take advantage of our summer sale. Order today and get U-verse TV for just $29 a month for 6 months. And that includes the DVR. Plus, for a limited time, get a 30-day money-back guarantee. AT&T U-verse TV. A better TV experience. Check it out now. AT&T.
On the next face-to-face, defeated Senate candidate Danny Tarkanian is petitioning on behalf of Governor Gibbons for public collective bargaining. We'll speak with him and Danny Thompson, the head of the AFL-CIO, and put another campaign ad through a reality check.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we want to continue our conversation we started on the last broadcast with Carol Velardo of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. One of the things I wanted to bring up was the story in the Las Vegas Review-Journal about the new monies that were passed by the federal government, of which Nevada's share of the $26 billion that was passed is about $83 million. And Governor Gibbons is looking at the new federal funding with caution, according to the Review-Journal. His spokeswoman warned strings might be attached to aid. What do you think about this idea and the whole concept of matching funds? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
Well, I don't think the matching funds are a bad thing. But when you talk about providing assistance to local governments and state governments, and you put that in, and you're providing the assistance because you want to help segments of the economy, how do you put matching funds in when the reason that you're providing these additional funds is because the money's not there to do the matches? The other problem in that is whether or not, and I haven't seen any of these bills, there are any issues about the maintenance of effort being continued. Okay, oh, so let's say, sure, I get $1 million and it's for X program. I might have the money for the match to take the $1 million, but depending on when we come out of this, that we truly are back in some positive numbers across the board, I might not be able to sustain the program. Yet I'm being told I must sustain it, or I have to pay back the money. And the problem with that is the feds normally don't tell you, well, we'll arrange a payment plan with you. The feds usually tell you, tomorrow, cut the check, we want it. So I agree with caution, and some of the national publications I get are indicating that other states are trying to determine just what the impacts will be and how they'll be able to use it. And I believe it was a district in California, because of some of the school money that will be coming through, where the spokesperson for the district said they didn't need the new teachers because they had dropped their enrollment. But they were looking to see, their enrollment had dropped, so they didn't need as many teachers as they had, and this money for education supposedly is to maintain teachers and be able to continue having them without huge layoffs. And his comment was, we're trying to see if we take the money, if there's any loopholes that we can use it in other areas besides retaining teachers, because right now, when the money goes away, we would not need those teachers, but we would have them under contract.
So should we have some kind of, group of people to kind of oversee to make sure that we're getting the best bang for whatever? Keith Rowe is in the paper as well, and he's looking for some of the funds for, you know, them to be able to, you know, get themselves back up to some normal levels.
Right.
Is there some overall opportunity for us to do the right things when we're going forward on these?
Well, you would like to think so, and I think you probably know the answer as well as I do. If I'm getting education funds and I have Keith Rowe, who is my cabinet member, plus my numbers people, the budget people in the administration, I think you're going to sit down and go fine-tooth comb over all of those provisions, again going back to what's going to be sustainable for us. What are the strings? Can we afford the strings? And so, yes, do you need a whole group of people? No, you know, I still believe in many cases that a camel is the creation of a committee charged with putting together a horse. So I think if you have the expertise you need in those particular areas, that's something that should be an absolute part of the protocol for looking at federal money.
We've got about a minute and a half left. Well, and I know you don't get into the politics of things. You're a nonpartisan organization. But I wanted to ask you your thoughts with both gubernatorial candidates saying absolutely no raising of taxes. Does that imply, with such a huge hole, that you end up with the governor giving it to the legislature, that if there are taxes needed, that's where they would come from?
Well, they would have to, because you would assume that those governors would make adjustments to the budgets so that they would not need the tax structure. If the legislature doesn't agree with the adjustments they've made, then the legislature is definitely going to have to come up with the revenue sources that you need. I have no idea what they're planning. Do I think we can make some cuts? I absolutely do think we can make some cuts. And it's not cuts per se, where you're trying to say we're getting rid of this. I can give you a number of examples for which we don't have time, so somebody can go on our website under our publications and look at some of the recommendations we've made. We don't necessarily spend money in the smartest way, and we could maximize in some cases the benefits that people are receiving by looking at the way we do spend money. So hopefully that's the direction that both of the gubernatorial candidates are going in. That's my hope anyway.
All right, so we'll put a link at NevadaNewsmakers.com to your website so people can go there and check things out. As always, a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us.
If you're looking for work, to share an angle, that's tough luck.
As your U.S. Senator, I'm not in the business of creating jobs.
If you depend on Social Security and Medicare, to share an angle, that's tough luck.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
Asked if she would have saved City Center and 22,000 jobs, Sharon Engel said,
no, I would not.
Sharon Engel, no plan, no jobs, no Social Security, no Medicare, just tough luck.
Who knew dancing could be so tough and so painful? The challenge is getting rid of the pain and getting back on your feet pain-free. So if you're ready for some serious pain relief, get to the Good Feet store.
Good Feet's three-step system is designed to support your foot with every step, putting it in its ideal position and relieving stress to your whole body, which can help you live pain-free.
Come into Good Feet Reno or call 866-380-FEET.
Start feeling good again? Get to the Good Feet store.
Welcome to Lithia Hyundai of Reno,
where we make friends and help our friends buy Hyundais.
A friend won't try to sell you. I'll help you buy your new Hyundai.
A friend will give you straight answers because you deserve to know.
A friend will always make sure you get the most for your money.
A friend is always on the lookout on ways to save you money.
Lease a new 2011 Hyundai Sonata for just $199 a month, or get 0% APR financing up to 60 months on select models.
Before you buy your next Hyundai, come see your friends at Lithia Hyundai of Reno.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, next week we have Sharon Engel, Shelley Berkeley, Milton Glick, and Annette Whittemore.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening to Nevada Newsmakers.